The Trump administration's top doctor overseeing the opioid crisis says Tennessee has led the nation in tracking and responding to drug-dependent babies. He's in town along with First Lady Melania Trump this week for an event on neonatal abstinence syndrome at Vanderbilt. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Neonatal abstinence syndrome is the condition when newborns endure withdrawals from the opioids their mother was taking. Symptoms include tremors, irritability, and weight loss. The First Lady is focused on the condition as part of her Be Best initiative. Admiral Brett Girois of the Department of Health and Human Services notes that Tennessee has better data than perhaps any other state, and the weekly statistics include some unexpected insights. For instance, in 2/3 of the babies suffering from withdrawal, the cause is the medicine used to treat the mother's addiction. But Girois says that's not a bad thing.
But if the mom is either off the opioids altogether or on a regimen of medication-assisted treatment like buprenorphine, it makes the child's outcome infinitely better.
Girois and the First Lady's visit coincide with the first substantial decrease in drug-dependent babies since Tennessee started keeping close track. State health officials give some credit to a focus on long-acting contraceptives being offered in areas with high drug abuse. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.